you know, it's easy for me to get away from watching my Mona Lisa site and just paying attention to my electronic business center. But it's part of what Lana does, I guess, is she watches and makes sure that people aren't in danger of losing their rollover points. We have somebody that we started in business a couple weeks ago, probably say 2 months ago. And, you know, by the time we got his 10 deep in his apprentice leg with two on the system so that he was qualified to start his B leg, by the time we did that, I think he had about 2,000 or 3,000 points saved up in his A leg, rollover points. And here's the neat thing. He had about 800 points for his B leg, and he hadn't even started it yet. Because, and I said, how did you do that? And what had happened is he'd signed up a couple preferred customers and made some sales, and those points sit there and wait for him. And so he had about 2,000 in one leg and about 800 points in the other, and as soon as he signed up that personal and became active and qualified, he got a pretty good check. And so I think that, you know, a lot of us have not come from, have not been used to the power of the rollover and what it does for residual volume and keeping people online and just reminding them sometimes, hey, you got, you know, 8,000 points saved up. You got 20,000 points saved up. That's money sitting there for them that someday they can take advantage of. And if you read the book, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success, or How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Sales, it talks about the fear of loss. And that is such a powerful motivating factor. In fact, that's what the squeeze is all about. You know, that's what the squeeze in the team approach is all about. When we call somebody up and say, hey, you know, I just showed a couple people and they said, yes, do you want to sponsor them or do you want me to? That's what we're using. We're using that fear of loss right out of the book, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Sales. And so it's the same thing with the rollover points. And so I think those are three key things. And I promise you this, I know that, you know, we've made some tweaks to that program, the Step 250 Fun in the Sun Draw. Right now, everybody can get into that program with AutoShip. So you can use the into the Step 250 without doing your points on AutoShip. And I think that's good because it doesn't have to be sold in one chunk now. You might make, you know, 50 point sales up here and 50 points of sales here, and it all adds up to your Step 250 for the Fun in the Sun Draw and for the Step 250 meeting. And the other amazing thing, I think, is now you can make up your volume also. And so I would really encourage you to just go take a look at the Step 250 Fund in the Sun draw information and just read through it. And that's a free promotion. We don't, you know, Team Office doesn't bill down and make you pay if one of your people win it. And so as a good business person, you want to take advantage of the free promotions. It's free advertising for you to use. You know, you can promote the Step 250 meeting. You can promote the, you know, the Fun in the Sun draw. You can promote, you know, being your own best customer. And I think that it's we don't have to change much. We just need to promote the problem away, and being your own best customer is the basic principle that we'll use to do that. So, I am so excited about right across the board, people talking about Triple Power Player and getting down to Orin and Lori's house for the shark fishing. And I'm really thinking, I don't know if we're going to be able to put it on in one weekend. Like, if we start pulling off hundreds of Triple Power Players, Orin and Lori might have to do one or two intakes, and that would just be really exciting. So, you know, I hope everybody on here wants to join in and make Orin and Lori have a big problem because we got so many Triple Power Players. So, Orin, I appreciate your time to give me the speak. I'm very humbled to be able to play any part, and I'm really excited to hear everybody else on the call. Love you.
All right. Thanks, Claude. You know, it'd be terrible if we had to do multiple weekends just, you know, hanging out with all those super leaders and Triple Power Players. That'd just be a terrible thing to have to do two or three or maybe even reserve a whole month just for the Triple Power Players. I'm sure I could adjust to it, though. I'd be fired up to be able to go shark fishing that many times. You know, hey, you said something, Claude. I want to make sure that everybody on the phone call understands, because to me, this is just so powerful. If you're married, let's say if as a couple you're doing 200 points, if you're doing 200 points personal use, and then you're probably using another 100 points for going out there if you're showing 15 to 20 plans and just pouring some juice at the end of the plans or whatever, and then you set up a few customers, let's say you do another 100 points, if you're doing 400 points to your circle, if I understood what you said, 200 points is going to go for your personal use, and that's just to run the plan and maximize your plan. But 200 points would actually roll over to your weaker leg. Is that correct?
Claude?
Yeah, sorry, Oren. I just had myself on mute there. Yeah, like what happened is when he was making sales from his preferred customer program, whenever he showed someone they were interested, he signed them up as a preferred customer, those sales went and that volume weighted up for him and saved up in his account, saved up as rollover volume in his first second leg. So I could be wrong. But I worked, that's what I saw with him, and maybe I missed something, but it's neat because as soon as he got that second personal, it started his leadership leg, he got a check for it.
That's right. I mean, I know that's, you're right, Claude, because I know that's happening. It's just, what people got to understand that when you start doing more than 200 points in that month, everything else is getting rolled over to your weaker leg. So if you end up doing 400 points, 200 points is going over to your weaker leg, and if you aren't able to capitalize on that week, no problem. Imagine if you know, you're sitting there throwing in at a couple hundred points every month. After a couple months, you might have 400, 500, 600 points built up that when you do get that personal started in that next leg, you're off and getting a bonus. So the beautiful thing here is, unlike our old familiar experiences, nothing, it doesn't go back to zero. It just keeps accumulating. So it's important. That step 250 ensures that you're getting at least 50 points going over to your weaker leg. But if that goes to 350 or 400 points with preferred customers, you're literally accumulating 100, 200 points a month to your weaker leg that you'll start getting 10% on as you start sponsoring people. So that's a pretty powerful deal. You never lose the points, in other words, and that's a big deal in a business and unlike anything we've ever had before. So we ought to really be cranking and focusing every week. If you break a new star 500 at the bottom every week and get everybody focused as you're building depth at the 200 points on the sign up now, if you start breaking star 500s at the bottom and start teaching that, you're going to break star thousands because, you know, upline of that, you'll break star thousands and then you'll be getting into the bronze, silvers, and gold. So we just got to make that part of our rotation that we ought to be, the leaders certainly ought to be doing 250 points to be step 250. But with preferred customer and out there building the business, you're really going to get to 350, 400 points, and you're going to get paid on all that because it's going to roll over to your weaker leg. That's fired up. All right. Thank you very much, Claude. That is fired up. I'm just cranking that through my head and realizing we're going to have an explosion because I'm going to start cranking up star 500. That's a big deal to break the higher rank. I'd like to see a whole bunch of new rubies, whole bunch of new emeralds and diamonds, and the way to do that is break star 500s at the bottom. And speaking of a couple that's on fire right now, newly qualified round tables, and then to top that, they go out and win the Triple Crown this week. So it is just fired up. Mark picked me up at the airport when I was up in Michigan for a day, and just on the way back to my house, we were just talking. I'm like, man, this guy's a totally... He has so changed over the last couple of years. It's just amazing how he has stepped in as a leader. But it's just another example that if you plug in the team system and listen to the CDs and read the books and get out there and start showing the plan, great things will happen. And Mark and Christine are leading the way, doing some fantastic things as Patriot Revolution. So let's hear from Mark and Christine Melodello.
Hey, Big O, can you hear me?
Hear me? Yep.
Well, thanks. I appreciate those accolades, and we are just very humble and very honored to be on the call with the type of leaders that are on this call, and we already have a couple pages of notes just from the first caller. So I'm going to hand this right over to Christine. She's got a couple of things to talk about. The topic that we have is how to effectively use your tools, so I'm going to pass it over to her.
Awesome. I think if you want to effectively use your tools, you have to know your tools. And I know for Mark, it's so perfect that Oren said that. Just knowing it, and there's such a passion for them. And anytime we've ever run any type of contest or a game playing with our team at different events or whatever, if the packs were listed, Mark was the one who knew every pack and every CD. And I just kind of caught fire to that. And there was such a passion for learning that I remember, you know, somebody said something like orange, fluorescent, iridescent, frog skin, Oakleys. Immediately, I'm in the car. Chris Brady, you ain't, you know, we ain't paying you enough. You can hear the sounds he's making. You know every part of that CD because it was so burned into your brain and the principles that you knew that you could apply them to yourself. And then, man, you knew you could give that to somebody. And for whatever reason, through course of time, you know, maybe that passion kind of faded away a little and didn't know them as well and didn't have that quite the passion for the CDs and the books in the same sense. And it totally burned me recently. And I'll just share a little bit with you that so caught me, like, oh, my gosh, I know better than this. And I was at a house plan, and the woman there, she was not in the business, but her daughter was, and she was fired up about Pilsner, and just the information shared about that, and the, you know, the four areas that Pilsner talks about, and afterwards, I was talking with her, and she said, oh, yeah, you know, that was so great, I love that, can I get more information on that? And I said, oh, I promoted the book, she said, oh, I've got a stack of books that my daughter's been giving me, I don't want to read a book right now, and blah, blah, and I left, and, you know, I came home, and we were listening to the Top 50, just cranking through that, and there it was. It Takes a Community CD 2 and the Top 50 pack, the new Top 50, and it burned me because I didn't know my tools well enough to say, here you go, here's a CD, man, you're going to love this, and it just taught me a valuable lesson that for me personally, I'm going to re-burn this Top 50 into my brain and all the packs and all the tools, so they are on the tip of my tongue because that's what the success is. So I can apply it to myself, but be ready for that person so I can give it to them so they can go the next step and go on in this business and get the information that made Mark and Christine the people they are today, and we're nowhere special for sure, but certainly farther along in the journey. And it was those books and the CDs that did it. And I'm really focusing on the CDs right now because we're just burning through the Top 50 and all the packs right now, and they're so in my mind. But that's what made us who we are. And knowing them, we have to know them in order to use them. I can throw something at somebody, but they're not going to listen to it if I don't promote it. And Mark's going to talk about that. He's an awesome leader, and he just always leads the way, and I love him. Here's Mark.
Awesome. And, you know, that's actually the biggest point, I think, in effectively using your tools, like Christine said, is to know them and to be passionate about them. You know, we just listened to the Game Plan CD, and Oren talks about right on that Game Plan CD, if you should be able to say in track three of this CD, this person said this, and things like that. And the quote he used was, and then you're just getting started if you're a student. And, you know, I think when I looked at this question and I thought about, all right, well, how do you effectively use your tools? Well, I think if you're on this call, we all have the tools, and as long as you're not living under a rock, I think we know the progression of those tools, meaning, you know, we've got the first night pack to the additional information, to the, you know, to the how to get started and so on and so on, and all, it's so systematic. The Policy Council has done such an awesome job of putting together those tools in a systematic fashion, and so I just kind of thought, you know, what is it that about our group right now and things that are going right, and what is the difference? And I came up with three points that I think for me personally have made a big deal, and watching the guys in our group show the plan and do some things. And the first one is the difference between are you being the tool or are you using the tools? Because I know for a long time I got into the point of, you know, I would go into a plan, or I would go into a follow-through, or I would go into a meeting with somebody on my team, and I would think about to myself, man, I'm so excited to share this with them and to share this with them, and I got this at this seminar and that, and so on and so on and so on, and all the things that I was going to give to them and all the knowledge that I could give to them. And I think that's a big difference between the focus that we should have if we're effectively using this as a B-type business, and that's, I'm so excited that I can't wait to get the right information to their hands. And I know for me that's a big difference. Even in the last 12 months, when I go into a plan, I can't wait to get to the point to promote those materials, to get those materials in their hand. It's not about what information that I can give them or what I've learned. And I know that was a difficult lesson for me to be learning as a teacher. You know, I wanted to give the knowledge. I wanted to share everything I could share. But the reality, as we look at one of the most important points, is what it's the difference between being the tool and using the tools. And we've got to be able to use those tools. And the second one is the way we promote. And I'll get into that. I want to kind of tell a story to wrap these three points together. But the way we promote each of those CDs, those books, and the uniqueness of those CDs are important. And the third one is asking the right questions. And this is something that I've learned a lot from Tim Marks and his latest CDs about asking questions about the CDs. But those 3 points, you know, the best way I could think of to quickly give an illustration of that is a guy that we sponsored this past week that we went through this process with that I think shows those 3 things. We were showing a plan in depth in one of the groups out with a newer guy, and we got to the door of this place and knocked on the door, and the guy came to the door and he had totally forgot. He said, "Hey, you know, I'm feeding my daughter, and you know, maybe we should reschedule." And the guy I'm working with said, "Hey, you know, this guy drove a ways. You know, we'll only be 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. Can we come in?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, you're right. Come on in." Well, we sat down and we went through the plan, you know, the trailer, not the movie approach, the thing that I've talked about before, and we got to the point where we got to the point of he didn't want us at a door all the way to the point to, you know what, when I asked him the yes, no, maybe question, he said, "I'm a maybe leaning towards yes." And here's the thing, I could not wait to get that first night pack into his hands. And I gave him those 2 CDs in the book, and this comes to the, you know, the difference. I was so excited to get the information in his hands, then it was down to the way that you promote. And I was talking to one of the leaders in our team today, who's talking about when you promote CDs, how are you promoting them? You know, are you just kind of giving a bullet list? Well, you know, for instance, in the 2 CDs in the first night pack, you know, just giving a bullet list. Well, you know, Orrin Woodward, he's got a few patents before he was 25. He's a really dynamic leader. You know, he used to work for, and given all just the stuff that we've heard before, or are you really putting the uniqueness of why people should listen to that CD? In other words, I know a lot of times I just, you know, I get excited about the fact, hey, you know what, I have never heard a CD that explains the type of business that you're about to get into in the information age like it's done here. When he uses the bridge example, and I won't explain that because you're going to get it in the CD, you're going to be blown away at how he's able to break it down and help you understand what business is going to look like in the information age. In this second CD, Chris Brady, talking about the 3 train wrecks, those 3 train wrecks, again, you'll get it in the CD, but you're going to be amazed at how those 3 train wrecks, those 3 things he talks about, relate to you in your life. And I can't wait, when you're finished with these, you know, I can't wait to have a conversation about them. In other words, rather than just rattling off the points, you know, that Chris Brady did this and did this and did this, that uniqueness, the excitement about getting those CDs in their hands and promoting the, why they should listen to them, you know? And I know that this is a gentleman at the end after he said, "Okay, yeah, I'll listen to those things." And I said, "Make sure you read the book." And I went over promotion points on the book again, uniqueness, excited, why he should read this, what he was going to like about it, showed him a couple pictures in the book, and really just promoted those like those were the only CDs and books that he could possibly want to listen to. And you know, we got those CDs into his hands, and we booked the follow-through. And 3 days later, he came back. We were going to do the business launch. 2 days later, he called and told the guy that we were working in depth with, "I'm in." And he said, "Those CDs were awesome. I read half the book. I'm excited. You can just count me in." So he said he was in before we even got there. When we got to the follow-through, we answered some of his wife's questions, some of his questions. We got him started. And this is where asking the right questions is so important, because I asked him, and I got this right from Tim Marks in a couple of his latest CDs. You know, I said to him, "Hey, you know, what did you like about the CDs?" And he started telling me about the CDs and about the book and what he liked about it and this and that. And so I said, "Man, you are going to love this system and some of the things that this can bring." And so after we got him started, we booked a time to get it together and make a list and launch his business in. And I said, again, asking the right questions, I said, "Hey, how many CDs can you listen to between now and when we get together?" And he said, "Man, you know, I'm probably be on the road this week, maybe 6, 8, maybe possibly 10. I said, "Great." I said, "If you're willing to listen to them, are you willing to listen to them?" And he said, "Absolutely." I said, "I'm going to give you 12. And I gave him the How to Get Started pack and the Apprentice pack. And again, I went through the CDs and talked about the CDs and why he should listen to them. You know, I remember vividly promoting the Toughen Up CD and talking about, "Hey, have you ever heard of Freedom Road in Canada?" And he's like, "No." And I said, "Man, there's a story on here that Claude Hamilton talks about. It's incredible. Never even heard anything about that. You're going to love it." And just promoted specific things off of those CDs. And some of that comes from this mere point of how excited I am in watching the newest person get a hold of these CDs. I want you to think about the first time you ever listened to a recording. Do you remember what it was like? I remember listening to Head, Heart, and Hunger for the first time. That was one of the first recordings I listened to. I listened to over and over and over again. And I just remember how excited, number one, I was, And number two, how, what, man, maybe this will work. This, man, this is just, this could possibly be it. And I remember thinking that to myself. Well, that's what the new person's thinking, is if they listen to those CDs. But if we don't promote them correctly, if we don't ask the right questions, man, how are we going to get them to use those tools? If we don't promote that book and why they want to read it, the uniqueness of that, the reason that they, this is the CD, the book that they have to listen to, it's going to be very difficult. So, you know, we gave him all those CDs, and to finish up the story, basically what happened is he called me this morning. The business launch was supposed to be tonight at 12 o'clock last night. His dishwasher blew up, and he had to reschedule, and this is what he said to me. He said, hey, I was listening to all those CDs that you left me, and he said, there was that one that you talked about with Doug Stroll, the Tuesday night meeting thing that's going on Tuesday. Can I go to that, or should I wait till you guys come back? Because I know I can't do it tonight, but let's do it on Wednesday. I said, absolutely. Great. I haven't even promoted the Tuesday because we were supposed to be at the business launch, but again, the CDs did the job for me. And so I said, no, you got to go to the Tuesday. I promoted the speakers, this, that, and the otherwise, and then we're getting together. He's getting together with one of the guys on the team out that way on Wednesday night. So bottom line, there's 3 points to me that are so huge in using your tools effectively. And this is effectively with a new guy. This is effectively with somebody in your business. This is effectively with somebody you're coaching. It doesn't matter. But what's the big difference between being the tool or using the tools? You got to be excited about what you're going to put in their hands. Number two, you got to be able to promote. For me, it's all about what I can say to them that I know they're going to want to listen to it. Even as simple as Superman, for instance. Even as simple as this is the best, one of the best stories I have ever heard, ever. How many people are going to want to listen to that? Anybody's going to want to say, well, man, I got to hear what this best story in the world is. So that promoting, the way you promote, using the right promotion points, and third, asking the right questions. Questions like, will you listen to these? How many can you listen to? What did you like about them? Those points, I think, are key, and they're a big part of using your tools effectively. And I'll tell you what, you get some new people started, and remember that feeling. Don't ever get immune to the positive message. Remember the feeling you had, and when you promote those things uniquely, you get excited about giving to them, and you ask the right questions, you're going to get some people that are fired up. That's all I got. Oh.
Hey, Mark, I want you to put that on CD. That's awesome stuff. I mean, that's exactly it. Here you are promoting the material, and the material gets your new person ready to go the open before you've even had a chance to promote it. This weekend I heard a speaker say, if your lips are moving, make sure they're moving and promoting a third-person credibility piece, whether that be a CD, a book, or a DVD. In other words, don't be the message, be the messenger. And that is an excellent example of what you just used, Mark. I'm not surprised your business is exploding and your triple crown because you're leveraging your tools. That is fantastic. Great stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, Blake.
Okay. Let's see here. We got, the next speaker. This is going to be a good night, guys. We've got some great stuff. I was down in Houston speaking at a mastermind, just a generic MLM conference, and it was a fantastic time. Got a chance to meet a lot of big players in the industry and the profession and just see what they were up to and share some concepts from what the team's up to, and it was fantastic. I enjoyed myself. But while I was there, I had Jeff and Tammy and some of the other leaders down in Texas. Jimmy and Lori will be speaking in a bit. And they did a contest on each one reach 5. And Jeff, to make sure I get the number right, what was it, 12 or 14 people from Team Braveheart qualified as brand new? Each one reached 5, and the 5 tickets had to be brand new people that had never been to a seminar before. How many was that, Jeff?
Yes, 12. 12 people.
Oh. 12 couples. Each were brand new. Each one reached 1-5, and several of those couples had never been each one reach one at all, and yet by setting the goal to be each one reach 1-5, we went out to dinner with them, and I was just extremely impressed with the promotion run. Jeff and Tammy are literally just a few tickets away from going roundtable qualification, getting their CDs in place and getting their tickets in place. So just incredible what they're doing on moving tickets. So I asked them to share on each one, reach one, and the power of that to put into your business. So I'm just really proud of you, Jeff and Tammy, and take it over.
Thanks, Owen, and that's a privilege to be on this column speaking, and after listening to Claude and Mark and Christine, I mean, you guys, awesome information. I mean, I'm taking notes like crazy here, so I hope I can even come up pretty close to what you guys put out this information. So, I mean, each one, reach one. Here's where we're at. I don't know if anybody's been in a position where your numbers to your seminars go up and down, or, you know, they stay even, and you got a bunch of new people come, but some of the old people didn't come, and so, you know, I was getting kind of frustrated with that, and of course, there's two keys to that. When you listen to Claude Hamilton's Ticket Fairy talk, and then doing what he talked about on there, and then the each one, reach one, if you do those two things correctly, you won't have that up and down seminar counts every month. So, and I look back, as Mark said in his talk, you know, think back about the first CD you listened to, you know, how you felt. Well, when Mark said that, that's exactly what I had to think of. First seminar I went to, and this is when I got into this profession, and it took me months to go to my first seminar. I kept putting the person off. So, and I remember when I first went, what it did for me. And it was all in, you know, creating the environment. And our seminars, our team seminars, and I can't wait to hear Jimmy and Lori Odom talk about the mastermind thing, because our team seminars, guys, the environment that we create and the excitement and everything about it, all about those seminars, are huge. So I was looking at all that stuff, and I know that we have to create urgency. There's no question about it, because you know, people, we live by deadlines. And I remember in college or high school when I was studying, I was the type of person that waited for the last minute. You know, I might have a paper to do or something for a month, and I would wait till last night, and I thought, there's no way I can get it done, but I always found a way to get it done. And so urgency and deadlines, and of course the 80-20 rule, you know, people will get more accomplished in the last, they'll get 80% of the stuff accomplished in the last 20% of the time. So we decided to run this promotion, we knew Owen was coming in for the mastermind session in Houston, and in the past we had maybe two or three key leaders that were really good at promoting the tickets and getting new people to the seminars, and if one of those key leaders was in something else going on in their life, or they had an off time or whatever was going on, the tickets wouldn't be there. So we came up with a promotion, and it was kind of a third of the moment thing, is sort of a quick thing, hey, let's do this, and a couple of leaders got together down here at Team Braveheart in Houston, and we came up with an each one, reach five, and we came up with it on October 20th. So we actually had 10 days for people. We got the promotion out real quick, and through email, through text, through the person, the roosters, getting together with people, and we came up with this each one reached five, and we had 10 days to do it, and we set a deadline for it, 4 p.m. Thursday, that everybody had to report how many tickets they moved and who they moved into, and they had the money in the hand, and it was ready to go. So, and we just started this process of promoting like crazy every day. Every time we were on, it was just like Powerfire coming out of our mouth at conference. Each one reached five was coming out of our mouth, and we put a big deal into getting down and getting some time with Owen, and we really didn't know Owen's schedule, so it was sort of a, and everyone knew it was, hey, you got to be flexible for this. But people got really excited about it. The deadline, the urgency, and the promotion was all in place. And as Owen said, we had 12 people actually qualify for it. Actually, there was another organization that got tied in with us, and they had somebody qualify for it too. But we had 12 people qualify for it. Through those 12 people, we had three people that actually moved 8 tickets each in those 10 days. And this 8 tickets were to brand new people who have never been to a seminar before. We had a couple that moved 7, and then we had, I think, 6, 7 people that moved 5 each. So we actually moved, through those 12 people, we moved 73 new tickets for this upcoming seminar this weekend. And we promoted the heck out of the speakers, too. Michael Annette Paul coming in. We promoted the heck out of his, went across stage, his Turbo 100. So you really got to focus on the promotion part, too. And along with that, we haven't got the numbers totally in place yet, but it looks like we moved at least 30 more tickets to people who didn't qualify. So people might have had one or two, I know a couple of people that actually had 4 didn't quite qualify, but so about 30 tickets moved. So over 100 new people come to the seminar based on this each one reach five promotion that we ran. And I want to just share a couple other things about this real quick. This is how fast people can get things done. On Wednesday of this week, we had one day, probably 35, 40 hours left in the promo. And there were three guys who thought that the promotion was that as long as they get five new people on their team to go, that all three would qualify. And we finally got that clarified, I think, around Wednesday morning around 10 o'clock. And they all went out in the next 24 hours and moved up tickets. So all three of them did qualify. So actually that number went from five new people to 15 new people during that time. And we had another couple that went out, and pretty amazing story here. They have they really hadn't shown any plans up until last week, and he went out and showed five plans in one day and moved eight tickets to seminar during that day. So that's how fast people we need that deadline. We need that urgency put on it. So that was fantastic. And I want to read a quick email I got here from one of the guys that went. It says, awesome spent, and this is the guy who went out and showed the five plans in one day. Awesome spending time with Oren. How much easier could you have made it for us to do it? Wow. People have no idea what an opportunity they let slip through their fingers. Thanks for the opportunity. I will never forget it. And this guy stepped up in one day, showed the plans, went out and made it happen, and moved those eight tickets. And what we're finding is I'm still getting calls now from people, and we're on the phone, and we're still moving more tickets, because what I found is sort of the law of motion. What we get in motion tends to stay in motion, and we're still moving more tickets. I bet there would be, if we would extend this program another two or three days, we probably would have got five or six more people qualified, and I believe there'll still be a lot, some more, each one reach five, although they didn't qualify to see Oren, they're still going to, they're going to get their five new people there. And the key, guys, is the urgency, setting a deadline, get a promotion. We're going to do some type of promotion every month, because that was exciting to see new people step up, move the tickets, because when they're at the seminar, when they come to the seminar this month in December, they're going to feel the same excitement that we all felt when we were at our first seminar, and then our second seminar, we started to grow through the process. And we're going to keep those folks right off the bat. We're actually going to put tickets in their hands if they're not extending our ticket on that day, and we're going to actually promote each one reach five for December. And really put a big promotion on to go ahead and move some more tickets to get people moving in the process right away to make that happen. And I think, and I can't wait for Jimmy and Lori Odom to come up and talk in a minute. And I don't want to steal any of their thunder at all, but we went to this mastermind event, and I know they're going to talk real heavy about the dealers, but these people came from all around the world to go to a seminar, and maybe the only seminar they get to go to in a full year, and they spent anywhere from, if they got a coupon, they could spend about $400 or $500, anywhere from $900 for VIP. And I was thinking, as I'm sitting there listening to this mastermind session, and we could take a couple, put them on standing order ticket, and for $600, they get every month, 12 months of seminars. They get 12 months of seminars coming in that they can go to every month for 12 months for $600, the same amount that one person could have spent to come to that mastermind event. And we have a quality, and Jimmy and Lori are talking, we have a quality seminar guys that people would literally spend hundreds of dollars to come to every month, and we can do it for $600 for a couple for a whole year. That's the power of our seminar. So we really need to step the process up of closed ticket theory and, of course, the Each One Reach One program. So just super excited and proud of all the guys that made that happen down here, because it's definitely a team effort of everybody pitching in and moving tickets. So we're excited about it. Oren, appreciate you coming down and spending some time with you folks. So.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. I tell you, I'm very proud of you guys. That Each One Reach One 5 and getting people moving. And that's just so important that if we're going to explode as an organization, it's not just the leaders on this phone call that are doing the work. We got to help a whole bunch of people do a little. And the leaders should do a lot. But if you help everybody else do a little, a whole bunch of people doing a little ends up being a lot. And you set the goal, put a target out there, and got people started. And they didn't just each one reach one once. They did it five times. Can you imagine, people on this phone call, what your organization would look like with 12 new Each One Reach One 5? Even if they just did the minimum 5, which I know some did more than that, but even at this minimum Each One Reach One 5, that 60-plus new tickets in your organization because you dared to set a goal or and do the game plan. So fantastic stuff, Jeff. I'm really proud of you. Okay. Well, the next speaker is someone that I've heard his CDs referenced already on this phone call, and I do agree that Superman is one of the best talks ever, one of the best stories ever, and it's just so great that here you hear the story on CD, and then you realize, wow, very good friends with this couple, and Lori and I are blessed to have them in the organization along with all the incredible leaders, and just appreciate what they do on a daily basis. And I gave them a topic that's just right up their alley, and it's driving depth, the 10 levels in depth, because from very early in Tim's business, one of the things he was fantastic at was setting a game plan, the buck stops here mentality, no excuses, and getting 10 levels in depth minimum every month. And actually, he went much further than 10. He actually had to slow it down a little bit to build the relationships behind it. So he's just exploded his business, and 31 months to millionaire, policy counsel, all that other stuff because of building depth. So I asked him to share some of his technique on going 10 levels in depth, because everybody on this phone, if you're going triple power player, you got to get in the habit of going at 10 levels in depth a month. So I'm going to turn it over, Tim. Tear him up.
All right. Thanks. Well, it's funny you touched on that, I actually had to slow down a little bit because we were running, 10, 15, 18, 20, 26 levels in depth some months, just ripping it. And then you don't have time to properly work with everybody. So one of the things that Oren taught me was, hey, slow down there, Tiger. Think through it and draw everything out and, make sure you don't leave a bunch of people behind, which is exactly what I was doing. So I want to have Amy share here for a couple minutes first, because we wouldn't have had any depth that stuck if it wasn't for her and everything she does for our business. It's just been great working with Amy. If I need her behind me, she's behind me. If I need her beside me, she's beside me. If I need her to just let me run, she lets me run, whatever. She's ultra flexible, and I guess she'd have to be married to a guy like me. But anyhow, here's Amy.
Thanks. Well, congratulations to everybody that's on the call. I just wanted to share real quick, like Tim said, I guess my role in building 10 levels in depth. And basically it is, we just sat down with Oren and Lori last week and game planned over our business. And Tim and I leading there, you guys have heard us talk about it before, but I don't know anything different than just to game plan. That's all we've done in our business is we left there communicating, talking about, okay, we're a team in this, and I had to ask, okay, what do you need me to do then to get there? And it's, am I keeping tight relationships and everywhere that I need to be? Am I making the phone calls that I'm supposed to make? Am I working with the right ladies? Am I getting my five key relationships? Am I doing everything I can every day to get us closer to those goals? And I have to make sure I'm doing my part every day. It's, getting in my CDs. It is reading the right books. And I have a list every day of the phone calls that I need to make, and I check those phone calls off, and that's my role for the day. And and Tim and I communicate a lot during the week. Okay, I've got these phone calls, and what do I need to do next? Who do I need to help, or where do you think I need a phone call? And I really try to PDC every day right now, PDCA. I try to look back at my day and say, okay, did I do everything today? Where could I have gotten another phone call in? Where, what else could I have done? Instead of, I think before I used to look at my week and just say, okay, what could I have done better this week? I'm really trying to every day look at my day and, did I get in all the reading that I could have? Did I, whatever. And just try and stay in communication with Tim. I was just listening to Lori the other day. I listened to her latest Ladies Leadership CD that just came down. I've listened to it a couple times now, and I really... every time I listen to it, I get more out of it. But I really liked how she talked about priorities. Are we really keeping track of our priorities? And I think that's also our role as women, too, in just keeping everything going here so that Tim is able to run. He is, I'm trying to keep our home friction-free, so that he can do all that he needs to do. That's also my role. And I get so excited to know that we are able to live our priorities as much as we can. And it's because of a great system. It's listening to CDs like that, you know, making sure, am I, you know, as Lori talked about the books, you know, she had a list of the books. She just talked about how she lives her priorities. And I get so excited to know that we have access to how we really can live a life closer to our priorities. And, you know, we were never offered anything like that before outside of this business. People don't know what that's like to really live a life of your priorities. And I think that we should be excited about that. And I did get excited about that, and it makes me want to go out and help more people. We really should be excited knowing that we really have something to offer people, that people don't know. All they know is work. In corporate America, all they know is just to work, and that's usually their number one thing in their family comes last. So we have something that can change, that people can actually have God first, they can have their family second, and then their business. And so just be excited about being able to offer people, you know, living the life of their priorities. And, you know, it does start with game plan, and it starts with communicating with your husband or the person in your upline and making sure that we're doing everything every day to get us closer to that. And I know that we wouldn't have the business we have if it wasn't for Tim and his constant game planning, his constant PDCAing himself and what he can do better and what he can do better for us. And I just so appreciate him. So here's Tim.
All right. Well, I guess before I start talking about building depth, I want to tell you something. You guys probably heard Orin mention the Super Opens that we're going to be doing. And, you know, Orin and I were talking, we were over there last week, and I don't even remember how it came up, but I said it kind of hopefully joking. I said, hey, Orin, what do you think? We'll jump in my coach and go do a bunch of Opens. And he only thought about it for a couple of seconds. We were just talking about how fast the team's growing right now, and we need to get out there and pour some gas on it. And anyhow, so here's what we've come up with. We're going to do some Super Opens. We're going to be leaving Florida on the 17th, and we're going to head up to Atlanta, Georgia. Now, these dates are all tentative. The guys at the office are working out some final venue things, but these are pretty close. I'm 90% sure on most of these. So tentatively right now, we're going to do an open meeting in Atlanta, Georgia. Everyone is going to do open meetings, so we'll show the plan. Then Orin's going to do the night owl, and then we're going to both do the ticket holder meeting. And then we're going to be in the bus, and Art's going to drive us. So we'll pop the slides out, and we'd like to invite any of the people that are qualified power players since the major. We're going to invite you to come on through the bus. So get the word out, and all you got to do is be power player by the time we show up in your town. So here's the deal. We're at 17th, Atlanta, Georgia, 18th, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 19th, Cleveland, Ohio, the 20th, somewhere in Michigan. We're not sure. We're trying to find a venue somewhere around Lansing-ish, but we're having trouble finding a venue. 21st, St. Louis, Missouri, 22nd, Wichita, Kansas, 23rd, Little Rock, Arkansas, and 24th, Biloxi, Mississippi. And then we're heading on back down here to Florida for Thanksgiving. So that's going to be a great time, and let's just pack it out. And like I said, anybody that's power player then get to come on through the coach and hang out with Orin for a few minutes and maybe even get to ask some questions and stuff. So it'll be a fired up time. And the way that we get power player done and the way that we build massive numbers coming into these Super Opens is we build depth. And I think the first thing about getting the 10 levels in depth in every 30 days is it sounds simple, but it isn't. You got to expect it to happen. But you can't only expect it. That's not enough. You have to get out and get busy and get better and make sure we're out showing the plan and you know, measure it. It's like there's so many people that get surprised on Friday night when actually they shouldn't be surprised at all, because if they could have just looked throughout the week and said, you know what, I didn't get my 3 deep a week, or it's actually 2.5 deep a week. We talked about that at the major. You can't cut people in half, but about 2.5 deep a week. Now, if you go 1 week and you don't get 3 deep or you don't go any deep, it's not the end of the world. However, if you're doing a true PDCA, which, by the way, takes some emotional fortitude to do a PDCA and not get all negative on yourself, just say, look, I didn't get anybody in this week. It didn't grow. What the heck happened here? Well, there's three things that I would look at. Number one, What is my activity level? Did I show enough plans? Are there enough plans being shown on my team? Am I just sitting back and trying to manage and get everybody else to show the plans, or am I swinging the sword and leading the way? Number two, what's my sponsor rate? Am I, you know, did I show six plans this week and didn't sponsor anybody? If that's the case, then probably I need to be talking to somebody in my upline who's a power player above, somebody sponsoring people, and figure out why I'm not sponsoring anybody. And then number three is, where am I working at? It is so easy to get off track and you know, go help some other people and side legs and all that stuff when all we had to do was look at our game plan for the week. And if we know that we want to go three levels in depth or two levels in depth or five levels in depth in a week, then we're working whatever that plan says to make that happen. Maybe it starts with a business launch, and then we got some one-on-ones in there, a couple house plans, whatever it is. I would also encourage you, everywhere I've been going, every meeting I've been going to, I've been talking to people about listening to 5 and 6 CDs a day, and it just makes such a huge difference in your attitude and what you believe and what you ultimately expect is going to happen. So as you're building depth, you know, sometimes you have to. It just feels like you're all alone. And trust me, I've been there several times. And just remember, everybody starts at zero. And I can remember going to open meetings, and I was all excited because I had one new person there or two new people there or whatever. And I could imagine, you know, filling up a whole row at the open. And, you know, everybody's been there. But how it starts is you first lead. You expect it to happen. Then you get busy. You get better. And then you start to have people that actually will want to follow you, and you can have influence with them in building depth. I was talking to one of the leaders today on the phone, and we were just going through his circles, and he's really good about it. We check in about every week and just go through a certain depth spot that I'm really focusing on developing some leaders. So what we talked about was, you know, he's definitely making the depth happen. He's out there swinging the sword and leading, and he's to a point now where I think he was 11 or 12 deep in this one spot. And I said, well, who else is showing plans with you? Who's the next person? We got to find some other guys that are not only willing to show the plan, because there's a couple people showing the plan, but that really want to go power player and sit down and breathe some belief into that guy and draw out his power player in his taproot, draw it out in his lesser leg so he can see what that looks like, and then he'll be more apt to run for it. So that's pretty key, is getting other people out showing the plan. Everywhere you go, every meeting you do, you should be talking about go-getter. Not every meeting, you shouldn't be doing that on your one-on-ones necessarily. But, you know, like at open meetings, at night owls, and when you're around your team at the coffee shop, you know, who are the go-getters? Who are the people that are, as Orrin calls it, bird-dogging? And, you know, that gets you a lot better batch of people coming in that you can run the sling, squeeze, side action with, you know. We can't forget to do the sling, squeeze, side action. I know a lot of people got the Google calendar. There's different ways people are tracking. Some people track it right in their team calendar. However you're doing it, make sure somebody is tracking the depth and who's showing what plans. And if you get to the end of the week and you got 6-8 people on the squeeze board and you get a yes or two, and then you can't squeeze anybody in, PDCA, using emotional fortitude, I say, you know what? If I got 6 or 8 people on the squeeze board and I'm not squeezing anybody in, it's not the end of the world. But the fact is, probably more than 2 or 3 of those folks should get started. Now, you do run into batches of people that got status or whatever. Certainly those things happen. But if it continues to happen over and over, we might need to make a tweak. So simple little things like if you know how to squeeze people in and you got somebody else running the squeeze board, maybe they're not saying the right thing. And all that affects your ability to build 10 levels in depth. And, you know, in the Team Builders textbook, I think it's on page 149, Chris and Orrin wrote, the natural state of the business is growth. It's not natural for it to just kind of hold its own, to hang in there, to, you know, we have got to go out and show the plan and expect that we're going to go 10 levels in depth. And one thing I love about the Montavi compensation plan is that it's from Saturday morning to Friday night. So you can break it down, you know, well, I don't know if I've ever shown 15 plans. Well, good, don't show 15 plans. Show four this week. Break it down that way, you know. Show a couple at lunch, show a couple at night, and you got the open meeting. You can take people to the open meeting. That doesn't count as a plan, obviously, but you can just break it down day by day. And, you know, if I'm out showing four plans in a week, I might have to book five or six just to get four to come off. And then from that, I measure how are those plans going, what's my sponsor rate, and all that. So create a mental picture in your mind what that 10 levels in depth looks like, and hold to it. And don't ever compare yourself to somebody else. You know, I read a great quote. I don't remember which book I read it out of, but it says, average people can compare themselves with other people. That's why they're average. Compare yourself to yourself. Do your personal best. Don't compare yourself. You know, we talk about other people. You know, hey, this guy went power player. Joe and Aaron Gorski went power player. I think it was 1 week, 1 day. I mean, they're the Roger Bannister of this four-month period. And I know that they're probably on this call, and they probably realize it just as much as anybody else. Just because you go power player first doesn't mean that you'll break the most or whatever. Certainly, they got it in their mind. That's what's going to happen. So I don't want anybody to be demoralized because they didn't go power player in a week, you know. Certainly, it's a great accomplishment, and my gut would tell me probably Joe set up for double pretty quick here, you know. So there, I know that there's a lot of people that are on the verge right now of power player. There's a lot of people that almost have 10 levels in depth, and what I'm telling you is you're only a few short steps away. Number one is expect it. Number two is get busy, get better, and number three, focus on that three deep a week and make sure you're doing the slick squeeze side action, and then we got to get more people showing the plan. And the only way to inspire more people to show the plan is make sure that I'm doing the work myself. And let's build some big numbers coming in here to St. Louis. But let's not wait until St. Louis. Let's not wait until 2 weeks before. We're going to fill St. Louis. We're going to have a good showing at St. Louis by the work that we're doing right now and the focus that we have right now. And it is, break it down into bite-sized pieces. And, gang, all this is driven by what it is you want. And I hope that you're comparing yourself to yourself. You're doing your personal best every day. You know, stretch yourself. Push more. Listen to more CDs. Read more. Show more plans. Love your team more. And we are going to get 10 levels in depth. If you're not, PDCA, check up line. Come up with a way to tweak whatever needs to be tweaked. And just be fired up that you're on the best team in Montavi and the best team in networking, in the history of networking. We are going to change the way networking is done and change the expectation of what can happen, because we are the team. And I believe that power players are ripping depth at the bottom so we can go to the top. And I just appreciate you guys, and I look forward to seeing you all at the Super Opens. We're going to do our best to fire up your new prospects and teach you all some good stuff. So make sure we pack it out. We are going to be on the road as of November 17th, and we look forward to seeing you guys. Love you. Fired up.
Hey, Jock, Tim, and Amy, thank you so much. I love the new Superman, and you two guys truly are Superman and Superwoman, so that is fired up. And I am excited about the Super Opens as well. Getting a chance to hang out with Tim, and I think we're going to bring Cam and Jordan with us, so be the four of us cruising around and seeing all the different people at the locations, and looking forward to seeing who's going to go out there and run hard to go power player, because that is the separation point. That is in the zone. The people that are out there rotating, if you're rotating 10 levels in depth in your tap roots, then you will be power player by that date, and that'll be a good report card for yourself on your way to getting triple done. So now the next speaker, I asked Jimmy and Lori to share. They actually hosted me for the mastermind session down in Houston. They're right there in Houston, and Lori and Jimmy, along with Jeff and Tammy, helped get all of the generic LLR series tools at the event, and it was just amazing the hunger level of that audience to get access to some of the training, even in the generic variety of the launching the leadership revolution. And I would like Jimmy and Lori to share just some of their perspective of what they saw from the speakers. And they have a great perspective in the team because they weren't part of the team originally getting started in the business, so they learned a lot of things in just community building in general, but then really stayed strong, stuck with the team, are growing an incredible business. Ruby's in the business, and now just getting exposed to the rest of networking. I think they have some fantastic things. I heard, I was talking with them the last night and just getting their perspective. I thought they had a fantastic perspective on the team difference, so I'd love them to share it now. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Jimmy and Lori.
Well, thanks, Arn. We're going to keep this short. We really had a great weekend this weekend. We're honored to be on this call with so many great leaders, and I'm going to turn this over to Lori, and we're going to share some things, guys, that we saw. Now, keep in mind, we got started in this industry when we was 23 and 20, not long after being married, and we're just 25 and 24 now, but no, we're in our mid-40s now, and so we've got a lot of history here, and we want to share some of the things we saw this weekend that I just wish everybody could have seen what we saw this weekend. So I'm going to turn it over to Lori first, and then I'm going to share some things with you.
Well, one of the things, Oren, that was most fascinating to me was that there was so much hunger, like you said, from the people that were in that crowd. They were absolutely rushing our table every time there was a break once they understood who you were and what you had to share. And first thing I want to say is that as a team representative, I was so proud to work Oren's table. You know, it was a really neat experience to see people coming out after hearing what he had to share for each session that he shared and be hungry for what it was that he had to teach. And these were some of the top-notch people in the networking field. And yet, I don't think they'd ever really heard or understood anything like this before. They had so many questions, and there was so much sincerity. And several of the other speakers even came out and wanting to know what Oren had to offer. It was very common to hear, I want one of everything. There were so many times that we would just ring up one of everything. And so there were several items on that tool table that we cleared out of completely and just couldn't keep up with the demand and the need of the groups, as they were coming out. What I think I saw from that is it clarified, even though I don't feel like I had been ever taking our team leadership for granted, it clarified for me to help impress upon our people what we have is what other people want and really even what other people need. And, to not take what team offers for granted. There were some of the other speakers that were just diligent. They were in there taking notes and listening to what Oren had to teach. And, I saw everything from humble and servant's heart attitude. Oren was out there autographing, taking time with people and taking pictures, to the extreme end of the spectrum where maybe the nicest way to say that would be not very humble, not very servant's heart, never came out and autographed or took pictures. And it was really fascinating to me to see that completely different spectrum there and to know that, Oren is our leader, and that was who we were there for and who we represented. And so I was just incredibly grateful for that opportunity to see a clarification. And one of the things, too, is that with everyone that we've heard from on this call with, Mark and Christine and then Claude and Jeff and Tim and Amy, any one of you guys could have been eligible to go in there and teach and share from your heart and really have impacted these people. It was very clear that they didn't have what team has. This is the part where make a difference is what we are all about. And I saw what Oren had to share and what we were able to get out that weekend with what he was offering on the launching the leadership revolution and the five levels of influence and all of those aspects of leadership. We were making a difference. We saw that throughout the whole weekend. It was just an incredible experience. And I'll let Jimmy share the rest of this point.
Well, guys, we was there, and just to give you an idea, like Jeff told you, this was a very expensive function. There were, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 66 different network marketing businesses represented. There were people there from 24 countries. They were there to hear the top income earners from a lot of businesses that you've heard of. And quite frankly, there were a lot of businesses you heard of that weren't represented there because they have no top earners. I just had to get that in. I'm sorry. But anyway, and one of the things that we discovered is without a doubt, we knew this ahead of time, but we have the best media, period. There is no doubt about it. That's why this is a media warrior call. These people were dying to get this information, and it was the generic information that they was getting. And our best media comes from our best leaders. You know, there was a lady there, you know, a multi-million dollar a year earner in a different business, and she was great. She was awesome. She was a neat person. But gosh, what she shared was nowhere near as good as anything we could have had up there from any of our PC ladies up there. It would have just been just a huge difference, and it was blinding to see to us to just see the way it works. You know, that's where our media comes from. These people were, like I said, so hungry. You know, we sold out everything the team office sent us with less about, I think there was about $2,000 to $2,500 worth of tools that didn't sell, but everything the team office sent us other than that sold out. You know, it was amazing. It was also amazing to watch Orin in action. You know, here he is, he's there, these people are dying to hear his information, but there was a lot of things. He was on a panel, and Orin may spank me later for saying this, but when he came off, I said, Orin, I'm so proud to be in business with you, because I don't know if you noticed this, during the panel, you were never the first one to speak. There were some guys up there that thought their information was real important, and to watch Orange humility at work and in this industry, it was absolutely amazing. He signed books. He stayed later. Like Lori said, there were some people that were selling material, and it was obvious that they were there just to sell their CDs and books because they never, ever invested in the people. They never would take the time to look people in the eye and hug them and you know, encourage them. It was just amazing. You know, we had just one of the things I thought was amazing is that we had, like Orin said, we just had most of the generic leadership stuff. And I kept kidding Orin. I said, you know what, I can go home and get a bunch of team tools, some Power Player CD packs, top 50s. And things like that, and I bet you money I could sell them for thousands of dollars. And he just smiled at me and everything and just kind of laughed. And that's so true. If they really knew, if these people really had a clue what we had access to, you know, and where we're going and what we're capable of and the whole thing, it would blow them away. It was almost all they got to see was just a little tip of the team iceberg. They didn't get to see nowhere near what we had. And so, you know, we're so into, you know, have fun. You know, we do a lot of stuff to do that. But I tell you guys, and to make money, that's coming. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We're going with team. You know, Lori and I are not, you know, rookies in this industry. This is it. This is the real deal. There's no telling where we're going to go with this thing. I mean, it's, you know, we went to the Corvette Museum on the way back from Louisville at one of the functions in Louisville. We was driving back to Texas, and we stopped in, and we went to that Corvette Museum, and they had the millionth Corvette there. And I thought that was cool, so we took a picture of the millionth Corvette. And I thought, you know what, here's General Motors. They built over a million Corvettes. And Orin's passing on a vision of we're going to a million. I mean, we're so on track to do that, it's not even funny. But I got to share something about Orin, you know. This was amazing. I've never seen this at any business meeting I've ever gone to in over 20 years. When Orin was the keynote speaker Saturday night, when he got done talking, he goes off stage and he goes to the back of the room. He's getting a standing ovation, and he's taking his mic off, and Art Jonak, who is kind of emceeing the whole thing, is not up there saying, guys, keep clapping or anything. He's not agging the crowd on at all. But what happened was I've never seen this at a business meeting. They literally would not stop clapping for Orin, and he had to. Even though he'd already taken off, I think, his lapel mic, he had to go back up there. I've never seen an encore at a business meeting, and that's really what that was. It was really a sight to see. It was amazing to see what's out there and what other people have. And, you know, just to know that me and Lori and the rest of us on this call are part of the best team in the industry. I mean, I just wish everybody on the team could have saw what happened this weekend, because it would really excite you. I mean, We know that we have a great business, and we know where we're going. But you know what? We're going to get there for a lot of reasons, not just because of the Monavi Corporation that we've teamed up with, not just because of team. But you know what? One of the things that's going to make a huge difference in the future as we get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger is we have to remain humble, and we can never forget where we came from. And you know what? I see that not just in Orin this weekend, but I see that in all the leadership of team. We're so proud to represent them, and we feel like our nation and the other nations that are represented through Team Monavi, they need this information. We're more committed than ever to being a media warrior, not just to people in our team, but after what we saw this weekend, we feel like there's just so many people that need this information. We're just excited. We've got a renewed spirit about the media itself, and we're just proud to be part of team and honored to be on this call. Thank you, Orin, for giving us the chance to share a little.
Fantastic job. Great job. You know, I really appreciated all the speakers I heard, and I appreciated the hunger in that crowd. And as I was speaking, and I can't remember which talk it was, I was just thinking, I said, you know, the rest of the world needs the type of leadership and train and servant leadership that the whole team represents. And I don't mean just the PC, and I don't mean just the round table. I'm talking down to the Turbo 25 that comes up on that stage and shares at a seminar. The new Turbo 25, they're just in a culture of serving other people, service before self, focusing on the needs of the new person that's in that room and giving them their opportunity. And the message isn't about how much we have or how much money we're making. The message is of hope for that new person. And I'm encouraging every single person on this phone call. There is a specific intent behind Tim and I getting in that coach and going to 8 cities in 8 days. Because the word for me, it's a four-letter word, Z-O-N-E, zone. Chris Brady's talk about getting in the zone. That is where the team needs to be. I am absolutely 100% convinced. I've seen it now firsthand. I saw the best six-figure income earners in a month in this business. There were six of them speaking that weekend, and there was probably another five or six in the audience. There were owners of networking companies in the audience. They said that was the best mastermind event ever. And as I was sitting there, I said, there's at least 30, 40 leaders on our team that we could have put on that stage and they would have stood their own and been one of the best speakers at that conference, because we are swimming in a culture of excellence. We are swimming in a culture of the right ideas taught over and over and over again. And there's only one thing that separates us from the championship this year, and that is getting in the zone. And I just want to tell a quick story and then get you guys up to whatever else you're doing tonight, reading before going to bed, probably listening to a CD, maybe talking to your teens, whatever. But, you know, this reminds me, I feel just like probably the Chicago Bulls felt when Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, they hadn't won a championship yet, but they were out there working hard and playing as a team, and they took on the Detroit Pistons, and they battled it all the way to Game 7 before they lost, and the Pistons ended up winning the championship again. But in the off season, Michael Jordan said, we took them right to the limit, 7 games, and next year we are going to bust that door in, and we are going to win a championship. And so the next year, sure enough, they go through the regular season, Pistons and Bulls are number one and number two, and they play in the championship, or in the Eastern Conference Finals to get into the championship. And this time, the Bulls, they knew they had paid the price, they'd done the work, they no longer feared any competition, they were in the zone, and they played the game, and they won 4-1, and absolutely a slaughter. There might have been 4-0, but whatever, they killed the Pistons because they had paid the price. They were in the zone from the beginning of the year through the end of the year, and they knew they would not be denied. And that's exactly where I feel the team's at. And that's why I want to get in the zone, because I don't want to tell other people to get in the zone without getting in the zone myself. And I know the other policy council, they're in the zone. I know the round table, they're in the zone. And I'm asking you as a leader that if I'm going to go out and drive around the countryside to be in a location near you, I'm asking you to get in the zone and be a power player so we can spend some time on that coach, because we win as a team by going power player. We show the rest of the country And anybody who stood up against the team and tried to beat the team, that they're going to find that the team is not beatable because we are a team. Together, everyone achieves more. And there is a cause bigger than yourself. I saw so many people that did not have truth in their life that were hungering for truth and buying the right information, looking for truth spiritually, looking for truth relationship-wise, looking for truth financially. And you, my friend, listening on this phone call, you have the truth. And to hide that truth underneath a bushel would not be the right idea. To sit there and shine that light to the world, to have the courage, the guts, the tenacity to claim your victory. Yes, you'll win everything financially. Yes, you'll take the dream vacations and have the dream lifestyle. But more importantly, you will live a life of significance and will have pulled off something that they said was impossible. We stood up on principle, we did the right thing, and we finished what we started. We are on our way to 1 million people. Claim it today. Set your goal. We're coming to a town near you. Go get Power Player done. And trust me, this won't be the last one. If I see the team getting in the zone, we're hopping right back in the coach, and we're going to go to 8, 9, 10 more cities because I want the team to win. I didn't do this to lose. I did this to win. I already see the growth happening, and I want to pour gas. The one thing I know is when I see a fire, pour gas on it. And I'm going to pour some gas on this fire, and we are going to 1 million people, and I will see you as a new Power Player in a city near you, and then we'll all get together because we did that the first 30 days. You know what's happening after this major function in St. Louis. There's going to be so many triple Power Players. And Dallin Larson's going to say, what did you guys do? How did you double your volume in 6 months, 8 months? And we'll have one answer, Hut 1, Hut 2, Power Player. So God bless you guys and have a great night. Bye-bye.